Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
It's Linda Ockall-Jenner here again, co-founder of the Small Business Community Network. Firstly, I want to say thank you to all of our members for being such loyal members all through 2024. And this year is going to continue to be another amazing year for networking. Today, I have a very interesting young lady as my guest, Maxine Metzger. And she's hosting a very, very, what looks like it's going to be a very, very successful event. The end of February. So I want Maxine to tell us all about the event. But first of all, hello, Maxine.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So we've recorded some wonderful podcasts with you in the past, and you are very well up on lots of the business aspects, and you've started a new project, which sounds wonderful. Would you mind telling us a little bit about it, please?
Absolutely. So I have managed many events over the course of my career so far, and I have decided to venture out and offer a business expo for local businesses. So the business name that I chose for that is Synergy Business Events. And the event is actually in the end of January, not February.
I apologize.
That's okay. No worries. January 29th, which is coming up in less than 3 weeks. If you don't mind, I'll just tell you a little bit as to why I chose the word Synergy Business Events.
Actually, I would love that, Maxine.
Okay.
Because to be quite honest, I have been thinking about it. It's a very powerful word, so I'm sure you've got a good reason.
It is. I love the word, of course, you know, with logo design and everything else. I really wanted this to really capture the spirit of Synergy and what it means to me. Synergy to me is all about collaboration, connection, and creating outcomes that are greater than what anyone could achieve alone. And really, that's what business networking is all about for me. And in this world where industries and trends are evolving faster than ever, I think 2025 things are going to be moving along even faster than in 2024. The ability for all of us to work together, whether it's other businesses or even within your team or your community, it's not just a bonus anymore. It truly is essential. Hence why I chose the word synergy.
I love it because I really think that since COVID, most people have needed to kick up the you know where to get moving again because it was a very scary time. And the SBCN networking, monthly networking events after COVID, when we started doing virtual, were quite slow. And then all of a sudden, people started to realize we've got to do face to face networking, we've got to make relationships with people. We can continue them on LinkedIn. And I think because this is one of a kind. I know the Chambers do a wonderful small business kind of trade show. I think I'm going to get the date wrong for that as well. I think it's March. either way, they don't need me to advertise. You know, they're very good. But I don't know anyone else who is doing this at the moment, Maxine. So you've chose the right time, the right moment, the right name. And where did you say you're hosting it again?
So the Synergy Business Events Expo is Wednesday, January 29th. It runs from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Forbes Hall, which is at Rim Park in Waterloo.
So you've chosen a wonderful location. And I think because it is the end of January, and not my mistake, February, it's a wonderful beginning to the rest of the year, to the rest of 2025. So what happens? So people have the showcase tables, the synergy tables, okay. Do you have a separate networking event going on there after or before or during?
So the event starts at 2, and the restaurant and the coffee shop that are located within Rim Park will also be open at those times. And we will be moving some networking down to the restaurant when the actual expo closes at 8. So there will be an opportunity for people who maybe can't attend during the actual expo hours to still come and to meet some of these business owners after the event as well.
That's a brilliant idea, because I know when I attend the Chamber one, I try and get to see as many people as possible who are, you know, at the showcase tables, the trade show tables. But sometimes not everybody can host a table because of work. So giving people an opportunity to meet not only you, I'm guessing Mr. Gunther Kramer will be there as well.
Gunther Kramer will be there celebrating Gecko Website's 30 years in business. Yes, he is one of our key vendors at the event.
That is absolutely wonderful. I can't tell you how proud Dave, the other co-founder, myself are of you guys, because you are one of the most successful couples out there. We know, we're very proud of you. And basically, so let's get an idea about this then. So what kind of businesses, and if you don't want to share the names of the businesses, that's okay, fine. But what kind of businesses are going to be at the expo, you know, at the tables, talking to all the members of the public? What kind of businesses have jumped at this opportunity, Maxine?
Okay, so I won't mention business names, but if you do want to go and take a look at the full list of our registered businesses, you can go to synergybusinessevents.com. The list is there with a write-up, but we've got everybody from a digital marketing firm to somebody who puts together customized gift baskets if you want to do things like that. There is other community-connected hubs that will be a part of that. Waste removal services, an officiant, realtors, bookkeeping, let me think of the rest, Kitchener hypnosis, Waterloo Sports Medicine from Rim Park is actually going to be there as well. An automotive studio, like you name it, financial advisors, insurance agents, like it's a well-rounded group of local businesses that will be represented here.
This is wonderful. It really is, because again, we can't network every day. We've got to do some work and follow up. So bringing everybody together from the communities, and I know it's a widespread community, bringing everybody together like that. And Dave and myself would love to be there, as you know, but unfortunately we're in Ottawa, but I know a lot of other SBCM members are going to be there, and not just SBCM members, you know, businesses from all over the Waterloo region and surrounding areas. What made you come? I know you mentioned at the beginning, but what made you come up with the idea of an expo? You know, I know the reason why you've chose this time of year, because obviously it's great to start the year, but what made you think of an expo? Because not many people are doing regular trade shows anymore, are they, Maxine?
No, it used to be a really hot thing to do, and like a buzzword, basically. To be part of an expo. I really think that COVID changed that, unfortunately. There's a lot of people that are doing a lot more Zoom calls. I still feel meeting face-to-face and meeting the person that you are then working with is really, I'll say, what is the spark of a collaboration or the spark of working with somebody? Because you can go and you can look up any business online. You can have a Zoom call. You can have a telephone call. But I really love working with people once I get to know that type of person and how they work. So if I can host an expo where people are face-to-face, they're able to talk to the fellow business owners that are around them, let's say in their booth, they're also meeting, you know, the community members that are coming, because this event is not just open to business owners, it's open to the community, it's open to students, up-and-coming people who want to maybe own their business, right? It's really open for everybody. So I think being able to meet face-to-face with these people and just have some honest conversations about what's new and what's trending in 2025 is why I decided to host an expo.
Okay, so do you have any sponsors that you want to share with our listeners so we can give them due diligence?
As far as sponsors for this event, no. but as far as the businesses that are going to be participating, there are several key businesses that have chose to be what we're calling spotlight businesses. So they will be doing some extra presentations at the event. So again, Gunther Kramer will be doing that for Gecko Websites, and that will be really great for people to connect with him. He'll be talking about website accessibility. So he's not necessarily a sponsor, but he is a key spotlight business that will be represented there.
Well, I would disagree, and I'd say that's in-kind sponsorship, and it's absolutely wonderful. Honestly, it's absolutely wonderful that you're going to get these key people, because, again, I love listening to how people started the business or what they've got to offer, or the tips that Gunther gives are going to be absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. I always say
the other
people, yeah.
The other one that is also a key business that I need to highlight is also Rob Dice from Insurance Made Simple. He will be there as a spotlight vendor as well. So I just wanted to mention his name to give him his in-kind sponsorship as well. Yes.
Yeah. It's funny you should say that, because a couple of minutes before we went live, Rob Dice messaged me. So I think there's some synergy going on between the three.
There might be.
That is so
yes,
funny.
Make sure you come by both of their booths, Gunther Kramer from Gecko Websites and Rob Dice, Insurance Made Simple.
I'm sure people will be able to see as many booths as possible. What I'm going to say to anybody out there who really cares about helping each other, building each other's brand, and you know what I'm going to say, Maxine, if you'd really like, we like all businesses, but we can't take photos of us at every booth. So if you see somebody like Rob Dice, Gunther Kramer, anybody else you really, really have this connection with, have a photo taken with them. Boost their brand if they've got a banner, if they've got something there, and share it, because it's not just about us. It's about a community, which is what the SBCN promotes, and I know you guys promote. So is there anything you'd like to leave us with, some of your wisdom, Maxine, before we let you down with your busy day? You are very
sure.
Nice.
Sure. I'll just say that synergy is definitely more than just a buzzword this year. It's a mindset that truly can transform your business by building partnerships and staying adaptable, empowering your team and engaging with the community. You're going to create more opportunities for growth that are greater than just you doing it on your own. So again, I invite everybody to attend the Synergy Business Events Expo happening on January 29th at Forbes Hall at Rung Park, Waterloo, from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m.
I'm looking forward to seeing, I don't know whether you're going to be doing videos or photos, but I will share them for you if you share them, you know, on social media, because it's a good reminder of how you help the community, how successful the event was, and also showcasing some of the people who went there. Thank you very much for your time. I think it's wonderful that you are taking on this, because it's well needed. It's going to help so many businesses. And when members of the public come and wander around, they'll say, I want to work with this business, I want to work with that business. Thank you for your time, and I wish you all the luck in the world, but you won't need it. It's going to be a successful and amazing event, and thank you for your time. You are one of the nicest people I know in business.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Thanks so much for taking the time to have this call with me today, and best of luck on your travels. And if there's a Synergy Business Events number 2, I will be sure to let you know when it is.
we will definitely be there, my darling. So you have a wonderful day, and we'll chat soon.
All right. Thanks, Linda.